Before Mary said yes to God, her parents quietly lived a life of faith and hope. Saints Joachim and Anne carried years of prayer, struggle, and trust that prepared her heart to say fiat. Stay tuned to hear their story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Tomorrow we celebrate the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne, the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the grandparents of our Lord Jesus Christ. In keeping with this channel's devotion to Padre Pio and his profound love for Our Lady, let us take a moment to reflect on the lives of these holy ancestors of Christ. Our primary source for their lives comes from a 2nd century text called the Protoevangelium of James. It's not part of the canon of scripture, but it holds an honored place in early church tradition and gives us a touching portrait of Mary's family. According to the text, Joachim, Mary's father, was a devout and wealthy man of Israel, generous in his offerings to the temple. Yet, despite their piety, he and Anne were childless, a condition that brought deep sorrow and even public shame in their time. It says, "In the records of the 12 tribes of Israel was Joachim, a man rich exceedingly. And he brought his offerings double, saying, there shall be of my superabundance to all the people, and there shall be the offering for my forgiveness to the Lord for a propitiation for me. And there stood over against him Reuben, saying, it is not meet for you first to bring your offerings, because you have not made seed in Israel. And Joachim was exceedingly grieved, and went away to the registers of the 12 tribes of the people, saying, I shall see the registers of the 12 tribes of Israel as to whether I alone have not made seed in Israel. And he searched and found that all the righteous had raised up seed in Israel. And he called to mind the patriarch Abraham, that in the last days God gave him a son Isaac. And Joachim was exceedingly grieved, and did not come into the presence of his wife. But he retired to the desert, and there pitched his tent, and fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, saying in himself, I will not go down either for food or for drink, until the Lord my God shall look upon me, and prayer shall be my food and drink." What a powerful image. A father in silent exile, fasting and praying in the desert like a prophet, carrying the hope of a child in his heart. Meanwhile, his wife Anne also lamented their childlessness. Her midservant, Judith, tried to console her, and in a moment of surrender, Anne exchanged her mourning garments for robes of hope. Praying beneath a laurel tree, she cried out, O God of our fathers, bless me and hear my prayer, as you blessed the womb of Sarah and gave her a son, Isaac. And God answered their prayers. An angel appeared to both Joachim and Anne, announcing that they would conceive a child who would be spoken of in all the world. True to his promise, Anne gave birth to Mary, the future mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not hard to imagine that such a pure and sinless daughter as Mary could only have come from parents tested and purified by suffering, prayer, and fidelity. They truly were saintly people. Now, you may be wondering, as I did, when were Joachim and Anne officially declared saints? Well, technically, they never were, at least not in the formal way we think of canonizations today. You see, their veneration arose organically. The faithful recognized them as saints long before the Church established a formal canonization process. Saint Anne was already being celebrated in the East by the 6th century, and Joachim's feast became widespread in the West by the 16th century. Pope Gregory XIII officially placed their feasts on the Roman calendar in 1584. Saint Anne is the patron saint of mothers, grandmothers, and childbirth. Saint Joachim is honored as the patron of fathers and grandfathers. Now, whether or not every detail in the Protoevangelium of James is historically exact, the spiritual truth is undeniable. Mary's holiness was nurtured by God-fearing parents who persevered in prayer amid suffering and embraced God's plan with joy. They were the foundation that prepared Mary to say yes to God in a situation where, I believe, many would have been extremely hesitant. So tomorrow, as we celebrate their feast, let's take a moment to thank God for Saints Joachim and Anne, and let's ask for their prayers, that, like them, we too may be faithful in the quiet trials of life, and that we may love Mary as they did. Saints Joachim and Anne, pray for us. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.